Hey, beautiful. Happy Monday. It's Monday, so you know what that means. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that monthly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so let's just jump right into it, shall we? The first question I have is from Anonymous. Anonymous asks, "Hey Kay, I have a sports question for you. Do you think you could beat Serena Williams in a tennis match?" No, I do not think I could beat Serena Williams in a tennis match. I feel like the people who could beat Serena Williams in a tennis match, maybe like 20 people in the world, maybe like 100 people on an off day for her. But yeah, it's a very small list of people that could probably beat her in a tennis match. It's not me. I play tennis. I played a lot of tennis. I played more when I was a kid. It was like the sport my parents were like, "Oh yeah, this is what you're going to get your scholarship in for school." So they had me playing a lot of tennis. And even at my peak, like if you have my peak tennis performance, I don't think I take a point off Serena Williams. Like, I feel like, her serve is going to be so fucking hard to defend. She's going to run me ragged. She's going to really she'll pin me into corners. It's going to be hard. It'll be a brutal game of me running around a lot and then losing. It would not be a fun match. I would want to resign probably. Yeah, the second I start serving into her, it's going to be rough. It'll be a rough day for me. I would not have a good day. The short answer is no, I don't think I could beat her. I don't know. I feel like this is a TikTok question. Am I wrong? Is this something from TikTok? I might be missing it because I'm not on TikTok, but it feels like a TikTok question. Anyway, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Ashley asks, when you go on work trips, either domestic or international, do you get any downtime to sightsee or explore the city you're in? Also, regardless of your current skills, what would your dream Olympic event, summer or winter, to compete in? Oh, it'd have to be winter. Well, let me do the first one first. Do I have downtime? Typically, no. There's a great phrase, if you want to sightsee or if you want to like tour a country, don't do it on company time. Is something I hear echoed quite a bit. No, they're not interested in me getting to enjoy myself. That's typically the least of their concerns. They want me to get in there, do my job, and get out. There's really time for sightseeing. I wish there was. I do get to see the sights. I drive by them. I look out my window, or if I'm on a train, I'm like, "Oh, look, they're the sights." But yeah, I rarely get to like actually enjoy myself. I used to. Previous jobs were more chill, I guess, or more relaxed. Currently the vibe is not relaxing. I wish it was more chill, but yeah, I mean, it's my fault. It's what I'm doing. So I put myself in the situation. So. But yeah, I wish there was more sightseeing. There really isn't. It's you get in, you get out, and they really are trying to optimize to not have us there longer than they need us. So yeah. The second question: Winter Olympics. Oh yeah, you said summer or winter. Obviously, summer is out. I'm not going to do any summer Olympic events. That sounds terrible. I don't want to do anything in the summer. I want to just be out of the sun. So I'm going to choose winter because that's definitely the better of the two choices. I want to do everything in the Winter Olympics. It's even ice. I would do ice skating. I'd do everything. I guess the shorter list is, what do I not want to do in the Winter Olympics? I don't know. I kind of want to do it all. If I had to pick one, I don't know. I mean, in my head, I'm just going to go with, like, X Games. Like, I don't want to do Big Air or, Quarter Pipe, probably on snowboard if I had to pick between the two. Although skiing's pretty cool because there's a lot more, like, there's a lot of variations you can do on skis. But probably I'm going to do, because Super G would also be pretty cool. I don't know. I want to be on skis. Put me on skis or on a snowboard. Or on a bobsled. I would enjoy bobsled, but not team. I want to do solo. So I guess skeleton would be pretty cool. I would enjoy skeleton. I don't know. I want to go fast. I want to go downhill. I don't want to be on ice or snow of some kind. These are all the things I care about. okay. I have to pick one. Fine. I guess quarter pipe. Yeah, I'll do snowboarding quarter pipe. That'll be my winter Olympic dream. Yeah, I would like that. That'd be a great medal to get. No, I'm gonna lock it in because I'm gonna change my answer a million times the longer I think about it. It's too dangerous to keep thinking about it. Yeah, I'm just gonna keep changing my mind. But yeah, literally, you couldn't get wrong. Any winner like Olympic medal, I'd be very happy with. I just love the Winter Olympics. So yeah, thank you for the question, Ashley. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Bill asks, Mr. America. I don't know if that's my title, but I appreciate it. I need help with sightseeing recommendations. I'm going to Vegas for 48 hours at the end of March. Oh shit, this is the end of March. I hope I'm early. I hope this is still relevant, but we'll see. For a wedding, for someone who never experienced jet lag, this is gonna be fun. Oh shit, yeah, that's gonna be rough. UK to, yeah, that's not gonna be fun. I'm so sorry. But I have a whole day after the wedding to explore. That's very good. Where do I go? What do I see? Where do I eat? As a Brit, In-N-Out is my top priority. I'm staying in Caesar's Palace, if that makes any kind of difference to recommendations. Oh, you want to do In-N-Out? I'm pretty sure. Oh man, I haven't been in Vegas in a while, so I might be completely off on this. I'm almost certain there's an In-N-Out that's like within walking distance of Caesar Palace. Almost certain. You have to double check that. Like, just go on Google and double check. But I'm pretty sure you can walk from Caesar's Palace to In-N-Out. In terms of other stuff, I don't know. The strip got so expensive for like the quality you're getting. So like I would try to eat off strip if I could for food. But definitely hit up In-N-Out. In-N-Out's so fucking good. It's definitely worth it. For things to see. All right, so it's March. I don't know how hot it is right now in Vegas, but if it's hot, stay inside during the day. Don't be out and about. And you can also go through all the casinos. I recommend going into, I mean, you're staying in Caesar's Palace, so like walk around Caesar's Palace. That's such a cool casino. The Venetian, I think, is close enough. You should probably head over to the Venetian and at least check out the like indoor canals and like the gondolas. That's pretty cool. Wait till night for the Bellagio fountain. Like, definitely get get Claire de Lune on your eye, like get it queued up on YouTube and put all your headphones in and wait for the Bellagio fountain to start and then walk up and just like sit for the whole bit of Claire de Lune. You got to do that at least once. I did that my first time in Vegas. I was like, I don't know, I was young. I was like 13 and I stood at the Bellagio fountain. Listening to the entirety of Claire de Lune as the fountain in the like late at night. It was great. Had a great time. Eiffel Tower viewing station is kind of worth it. I think it's like, I don't know, it's like $30. Yeah, I don't know. Depends on what the queue is. If you can get on pretty quickly, I would do it. If not, there is this giant Ferris wheel. Oh man, I'm trying to think where it is. I think it's called the High Roller Observation something. It's a huge Ferris wheel. Great views. Definitely go at night. Would recommend. Also the ball. There's that big ball that they have like the projecting shit on. I don't know where that is, but that's definitely, I'm pretty sure it's at the end of the strip. Definitely check that out. I've heard great things. I don't know if that, yeah, I don't know what's going on there. So like there might be a show or something you can like check out and see. Ooh, speaking of shows, I don't know what Cirque du Soleil is going on in Vegas right now, but you should check it out. There might be a good Cirque du Soleil. What else? Don't play slots. Slots are a scam. I mean, you can if you just want to have like a little bit of fun. I'll play a couple slots, but like, don't expect to win on slots. Blackjack is always a good time. You could have a good time. Like, I would go in with like $100, play some blackjack, and then whatever you don't blow on blackjack, throw it into some slots, and then call it a day. That's like a good gambling experience. I wouldn't go in with the expectation you're gonna win money. You can play roulette too. Roulette's not a bad one. Roulette, yeah. Put $5 on 27 for me if you play roulette. Hope it wins. But yeah, I love Vegas. I had a good time in Vegas a long time ago. I haven't been in a very long time, it feels like. Feels like too long. But yeah, please have fun. It's a fun city. hopefully this advice will be usable. But if it isn't, if people go to Vegas and bet on 27 and in roulette and win, please put a comment down below so I know that you won. I would love to know that going on into forever. But yeah, I hope you have a good time, Bella. Enjoy the wedding. Fly safe. I'm so sorry for the jet lag. It's going to be terrible. But yeah, Vegas is fun. I hope you have a good time. Thank you so much for the question. Let's see. Ash asks, hello, Kay. Before I ask my question, a couple months ago, you answered my question about flying. I remember that. And ways to cope with my future flights. Well, I did my flight to Rome, which was so much fun. I did take most of your advice and brought a couple of pillows and blankets and watched a movie. Great. But I did not go on a roller coaster because I figured out how much I hate roller coasters. Well, that's good. I'm glad you realized that. I also had my best friend there giving me breathing exercises just in case I panic during takeoff. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, flying with a buddy makes it so much better. But overall, this flight was so much better. So thank you for your advice. I'm flying again in a few months to Eastern Africa with friends, which is even a longer flight. Yes, it is. But at least I have an idea of what to do this time. That's really good. Now my question, what is the best movie or TV show to watch on a flight? And do you get nervous flying over the ocean? Thanks again for your flight advice, and I hope you have a marvelous day. Oh, I hope you have a marvelous day too, Ash. Do I get nervous flying over the ocean? Not really. Yeah, I've had some pretty gnarly turbulence over the Atlantic and in the Caribbean. But yeah, I've never been really nervous. I don't really get nervous on planes. I'm very zen about it. Like, I don't know why. But yeah, like, it's definitely not a place where I'm anxious at all. So, yeah. And then best movie or TV show to watch on a flight. I never bring anything. So for me, it's usually going to see, I mean, unless I'm flying. If I'm flying a plane that doesn't have, like, an in-flight infotainment system, then I'm just sleeping. I'm sleeping for as much of the flight as I can, usually the whole flight. But if there's, like, a thing I can watch movies or play poker on, then I'm, I'm either playing poker with random people on the flight, which is so much fun. I love playing poker with people on my flight. Like, if people just join the table and we're all playing poker, great time. And for movies, I usually start, I think it's usually, like, a comedy. And then it's like a prestige movie, so it's going to be like something that's won an Oscar. And then, depending on my mood, I'm either watching a TV show that they have like a bunch of episodes for, like a season's worth. And if they don't have that, then I'm jumping to probably another comedy. Or, I mean, if they have an action movie, it's probably when I watch an action movie too. Like, I'm trying to think, like, what was the last set of movies I saw on a plane? Oh my god, I can't remember. I think I watched Dune on one on a flight. And I was like, it was like Dune 2. That was like a good length of time. Oh, they had Rumor Had It, which was like this Jennifer Aniston, Mark Ruffalo movie. I saw that. Which was terrible. It was not a good. It was not a good movie. But I think that's also the point. I think on a flight, you're forced to be captive to, like, whatever movie. So it's a great time to, like, watch a movie that you have been meaning to watch intently. And, like, this is a great time to, like, watch that movie in, like, a serious capacity. So, yeah. But, yeah, I don't really have any kind of... I would have movies that you shouldn't watch. Like, I wouldn't watch Snakes on a Plane on a plane. You know? Like, I wouldn't watch a disaster movie or, like, Twisters on a plane. Like, you gotta pick... Definitely don't pick anything that's gonna create anxiety. That would be my recommendation. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Ash. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I've been listening to your audios for some time, and it's everything that a girl ever wants to hear. Is it mainly acting, or you like this in real life with your real relationships too? Thank you so much. I mean, it's kind of just who I am. It's not really, like, I'm not acting. I think, like, in some ways I have to act because I'm putting myself in, like, novel situations sometimes. I mean, that was, like, more when I was, like, doing a lot of genre stuff, which I do really want to get back into doing. But, like, when it's slice of life, then no, I'm not really acting. I'm just, like I'm acting in the sense that, like, I'm here and I have to, like, go through the motions of, like, what I would normally do in a context where I don't have the reaction and, like, the other person. So in that sense, it's acting. But outside of that context, then no, it's not really acting. Like, there's no script, you know? It's just me talking. It's just me just engaging like I would with my partner. I try my hardest to make it like authentic and real, and like at least real to the experiences I've had in relationships and like dynamics that I feel like have been, I don't know, just, you know, healthy relationship dynamics, which is why, like, as much as people want me to yell, I really have a hard time wanting to. One, because I don't yell. Like, I genuinely don't yell. I think the last time I raised my voice was not, I mean, I don't think I've ever raised my voice to a partner. No, I don't think I have. Yeah, so it's like, it's hard, like, if I ever did, like, an audio where I yelled at you, that would be, like, acting, because it would be so out of character for me. And same with, like, jealousy audios. Those are also, I think, a little bit acting, too, because it's really hard for me to access, like, yeah, I don't know, because I feel like jealousy is, like, a breakdown of, like, so many things, like, to get to the point where we're now in a space of distrust. But, yeah, anyway, long story short is, there's acting in it because of, like, just the nature of what I'm doing is acting, but is it how I am in real life? Yeah, this is just who I am. Like, I'm presenting myself pretty much wholesale, which is why I think it's kind of at times very vulnerable to record audios, because it's very much like revealing a side to myself that really only romantic partners see. You know, it's a very like the nature of like the content I make is like deeply intimate, and like for the audience receiving it, I hope it is, and also, like, for me, as I make it, it feels very intimate and very, like, not exposing, but it does feel exposing in a certain way. Like, and I think it should be. I think for it to feel authentic and for it to be authentic, it needs to be. Because that's kind of what it is in a relationship. A relationship is just, like, this, it's an exposing of yourself to this other person who, you know, you hope to receive you in your totality. And I think a lot of what I try to record is emulating and expressing those kind of things. So, yeah. I hope that answer makes sense. I think it did. I really, really, really appreciate the question, though. Thank you so much for asking. Let's see. Lexi asks, do you want to play this or that? Sure. The following questions are night or day, night, sweet or salty, salty, summer, winter, winter, green or blue, green. That was a very easy this or that. My brain did not have to struggle once there. Thank you so much, Lexi. I really appreciate it. Oh, because usually my brain, I'm struggling through a this or that. Let's see. Ooh, anonymous asks, hey, Kay, your library of audios is so extensive and every single one is 10 out of 10 in my opinion. Oh, it's so sweet. I really, really appreciate that. But have you ever tracked which audios had the most plays, like the Best of Night series? Just curious. Thank you so much. I wish. Yeah, there's like no way, at least on Patreon, for me to know how often or how frequently anything's been listened to. Like, all I have to go on is basically the hearts, which is pretty good, and it is telling. But it isn't like one-to-one to know exactly how good an audio is. And I also don't think you can search by most liked. So, which is also kind of annoying. But yeah, I would love to know. I would love to know what, like, if everyone who listens to this right now puts in the comments what their favorite audio was, like, of all time. I would be so interested to know. Like, yeah, it would be cool if there was a way we could do, like, a Patreon Wrapped. I know some people did Patreon Wraps and sent them in, and that was really neat. I really love looking at that. Because I am really interested in knowing what people's favorites are, what they like and don't like, so I could, you know, the more I know, the better, you know, so. Anyway, thank you so much for the question. I really, 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 really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you ever read comments on posts? I swear, some of the people in this community crack me the fuck up in the comments. Love. Yeah, I read all the comments. I really try to. I try my hardest to read every single one. And yes, there's so many comments that make me laugh very, very, very hard. They're great. I think, yeah, I love comments. Please comment. Don't ever feel afraid to comment. Comment as much as you want. I always love it. I read all of it. I think it's great. So, yeah. thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Lily asks, what's one piece of advice you'd give your younger self? Ooh, man, I want to give myself a lot of advice, but if I could only pick one, it would be, I guess it would be don't worry as much. Like genuinely don't worry as much. Try your hardest not to worry about things you can't control. 'Cause you're gonna waste a lot of time trying to being anxious and trying to fix things that are just well out of your control, and you just have to kind of let that go. And just try to manage what you can manage, but everything else, try to let it go and try not to be so anxious about keeping the house together. Because it was more anxiety than it was worth. So I think ultimately, yeah, I think the biggest piece of advice for myself would be like let go and like really just try to manage what you can manage, but the things you can't control, like that discernment of knowing what you can and what you can't, is huge. And I think you worried about a lot of things that you really shouldn't have worried about because they were well out of your control and there's nothing you could have done about it. And so yeah, that'd be my piece of advice to myself. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Lily. I really, really, really appreciate it. All right, this will be the last question from Isa. Isa asks, "Hey Kay, I hope you're doing well." I am. I hope you're doing well. When you go out on a date or just eating at a restaurant with your partner, do you prefer to sit across the table from her or side by side, and why? Oh, definitely side by. Oh no, across the table. Sorry, I was gonna say yeah, across the table. I want across the table. Side by side only if there's another couple. Side by side if there's another couple. But if it's just us, across the table, because I want to see you. And like it's so like I have to turn sideways to see you. Well, no, like across. You know, across is so much nicer. But side by side if we have another couple, like side by side if it's like double dates, but if it's just you and me, no, across the table so I can look at you. I want to look at you, I want to be able to talk to you and like make eye contact. Yeah, across the table. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Isa. I really, really, really appreciate it. I thought that question would be longer, so I'll do one more. Anonymous asks, "Hey Kay, quick question. How long is the beard and can you scratch it?" I can scratch it. And how long is it? That is a very good question. It's actually really short right now. Like you can hear it, but it's like so trimmed and like it looks so neat. Which I'm really happy about. I shaved it. I think I shaved it when I got sick. In a fit of rage, I shaved it all off. So yeah. It's now like the perfect length. This is like if I could keep my beard here, I would. This is peak beard, I think. But yeah, so I don't know if you can hear it, but yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. And with that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer, feel free. There should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever question you like, as long as it's safe work. If it's a non-safe work question, I highly recommend looking for the Naughty Get to Know Night series where you can ask me whatever non-safe work question you like. But yeah. Anyway, I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Okay? Bye now, beautiful.